This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 18. The cost of following Jesus. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 14. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. As a homeowner, I need to keep my lawn mowed in the summertime, and that's something I do myself. The weather can get warm in August, so I can spend quite a bit of energy doing the lawn. The exercise is good, but when I'm done, I can tell that I've used up strength and energy. It costs me something to do the work. In our reading for today, Jesus talks about the cost of following him. Some of his words sound harsh, and sometimes Jesus spoke this way to make clear that following him is not easy. Instead, it can be very hard work. For example, following Jesus can mean that our relationships with family and friends become strained because they do not believe in him. But Jesus is not saying we must literally hate them, because we also know that he calls us to love everyone, even our enemies. In another passage, Jesus states the same thing in a way that's easier to understand. "Anyone who loves their father or mother or son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." In other words, to follow Jesus, we need to put him first in our lives. We need to be willing to put aside everything else we have to be his disciples. Friends, following Jesus will cost you. Others might ridicule you, laugh at you, beat you, or even kill you. But rest assured, nothing can separate you from the love of God. The verse: "Lord, strengthen the faith of all who are persecuted because of you. Give us the courage to follow you, whatever the cost. Amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.